Blog Talk Radio.
Located in the Old Testament book of the Bible. It's spelled P-S-A-L-M-S. We will start reading from verse 1, and I pray that my Heavenly Father will allow me to finish reading it within the next 14 minutes. Let's start reading. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler. A buckler is a shield or a source of protection, and the horn of my salvation. And salvation is deliverance from sin and its consequences, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Thank you. The sorrows of death compass me means surround. Let me read verse 4 again. It says, the sorrows of death surrounds me, and the flood of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compass me about. Again, compass means to surround. The snares, I want you sheep to know, snares are traps of death prevented me. And prevented me means confounded here. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears. Hallelujah. Then the earth shook and trembled. That means an earthquake happened, in my view. The foundations of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth, and wroth means angered. Verse 8, there went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth, devouring. Devoured means to consume or destroy. Coals were kindled by it. The word kindle means a fire was started or it ignited by it. Verse 9, he bowed. Another word for bowed is parted the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub. A cherub is a winged animal, such as a lion or a winged bull, a winged bull or a winged lion. And did fly, yes, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place, and his pavilion, a pavilion is a building. Round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the sky. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yes, he sent his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Discomfort means to confuse or distress them. Verse 15, then the channels of water were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at your rebuke. And here rebuke means a warning. O Lord, at the blast of his breath of your nostrils, he sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemies and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity. And calamity means disaster. But the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands. He recompensed me. And recompense means rewarded here. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. Thank you for saving me, God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes. Statutes means rules from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Iniquity means sins. Therefore has the Lord recompensed. Recompense means rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. Verse 25, with the merciful, and merciful means kindness, you will show yourself merciful or kindness. You'll show kindness. With an upright man, you will show yourself upright. Merciful also means forgiving and compassionate. Verse 26, with the pure you shall show yourself pure, and with the forward you shall show yourself forward. For you will save the afflicted people, but will bring them down high. looks. Let me read verse 27 over. For you will save the afflicted people, but will bring down high looks. Amen to that. For you will light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. Thank you. For in you I will run through a troop, and my God have I leaped over a wall. Verse 30. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler. Remember, buckler is a shield or protector to all those that trust in him. For who is God? For who is God save the Lord? Save here means except the Lord. Or who is a rock? Save our God, except our God. It is God that girdeth. Girdeth means to clothe or me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and hinds' feet are like rear feet, such as an animal that has four legs, and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, or that a bow of steel is broken by mine enemies. Verse 35, you have also given me the shield of your salvation, and you, your right hand has holden me up, and your gentleness has made me great. You have enlarged my steps under me, and that my feet did not slip. I have pursued mine enemies. And pursued my enemies means follow or go after or seek mine enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn till they were consumed. And here the word consumed, I believe, means ended. Verse 38, I have wounded them that they were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet, for you have girded. Girded means to clothe or arm me with strength into the battle. You have subdued under me those that rose up against me. You have also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. Hallelujah for that. Verse 41, they cried, but there was none to save them, even unto the Lord, and he answered them not. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. You have delivered me from the strivings. And here the word strivings means struggles of the people. And you have made me the head of the heathen. Hallelujah. And people whom I have not known shall serve me. Verse 44. As soon as they hear me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their closed places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let my God of my salvation be exalted. Exalted here means lifted and or honored. Verse 47, it is God that avenges me. And avenges means to repay me, and subdueth. He humble Subdueth means to humble the people under me. Verse 48. He delivereth me from my enemies. Yea, the word is yea, but it also means yes. You lifted me up above those that rose up against me. You have delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto you, O Lord, among the heathens, and sing praises unto your name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David. And David was a black man, and to his seed forevermore. Amen. I have read to you in its entirety Psalms 18. I pray that our Heavenly Father will give you and myself, I, an understanding of what has been read. Let us have a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, thank you for this day and every day that you allow me and my family to be alive and doing well on this earth, despite the brutal racism we face, even on the computer, from the enemy, and from some of our own kind, people that look like us, that were here before they brought us here as slaves in 1619. And the they that brought us here are the Idumean, the Edomites, or the white man, better known as the white man, to be their slave. Father, we your lost sheep thank and praise you for restoration, for bringing us back into the knowledge of who we are, the Israelites of the Bible. Well, there is another group of people who claim to be us when they are not, as in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 9, and Revelation, chapter 3, verse 9, say that they are the children of Satan, yet they claim to be us, and the Idumean, the Edomites, or the white preachers are saying that they are the Israelites that should be given money to, or they think that those who are not us are us, and they are giving, providing for them. Open up their eyes, and if they continue to do such, then we'll know that they're not ignorant. They teach us. They have schools that we and our children want to attend. They have colleges and universities. Protect us, Father, Heavenly Father, continually, as you have always done. And unite us Israelites that have been spread all over this world on one accord and taken back our right to be the rightful 12 tribes of Israel, taking back our heritage. We are the Israelites. Father, thank you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. We thank you, Father, for giving us sheep, sane, sound mind with excellent health and hopefully wealth. I say this prayer in your Son's name, in Yeshua's name, also known as Jesus. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath Day, everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and rest. It's one of the Ten Commandments. Read Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 to, through 10, where you will find the Ten Commandments. And if I have time today, I'll read the Ten Commandments for you, because you should not steal and kill. And that's what some of your children are doing, Heavenly Father. And drugs have entered into our community. I pray that you will take drugs out unless it's used for medical reasons. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And for those who do not know, Sabbath starts, the observance starts on Friday evening and ends on Saturday evening, this evening. I want you sheep to have your three P's with you. And those are your pen, paper, and pencil, just in case I will say something that you will want to remember. And, of course, you can always turn to Blog Talk Radio and find the Feed My Sheep show. There are other different Feed My Sheeps, but there is only one Feed My Sheep show. And I, Sandra Harris, have the Feed My Sheep show. You can always come back and listen at me, my program, any time of the day. And I praise you and thank you for listening to my show. And I thank more and more people for coming and listening. You do not have to do that, but you do it anyway. That's because you want to learn like I do, and you want to be obedient to our Heavenly Father, not like these churches that are open on Sunday. They are halfway or semi-obedient, but you cannot be that way and have your soul saved. You have to abide what Jesus tells us to do in Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. Where he says he did not come to destroy the law of the prophets, but to save. And I'm not saying that correctly. Let me turn to Matthew chapter 5 quickly and read verse 17. Luke, Matthew, I had it there for a second. Well, I'm here now. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. Matthew, for those who don't know how to spell it, is spelled M-A-T-T-H-E-W, and then put the number 5, then put a semicolon or two dots, put 17, and you will find this written there. And this is Jesus speaking. He says, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill." So this is why Jesus is here. And while he was here, he taught people. Now let us go to today's reading found in the book of Luke chapter 19. And it's Yeshua, or that's Jesus' real name, comes to Zacchaeus' house. And let me read to you what I have written that's on the computer. It says, then Yeshua, well, my Bible says Jesus, entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector. He was rich. He sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. He ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him. The him is Yeshua, or better known as Jesus, for he was going to pass that way. And when Yeshua, or Jesus, come to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to Zacchaeus, "Make haste, come down, for today I must stay at your house." And I put a note there. Let me read the note that I have for you, sheep. Just in case you don't know, I want you to know there was no letter J at the time the King James Version of the Bible was published in 1611. The letter J came after the Bible was published. I now wonder what was King James' first name, since there was no letter J until after the letter, until sometime after 1630. And, of course, I'm just adding this in. In 1619, they brought us black people who look like the other black people who were already on the East Coast. They had run from Spain. They were the Moors. And the Moors, they believed in, well, maybe the Bible, but they also followed pretty much the other Bible, of the Islam Bible. Let me finish reading what I said, have written for you to know. Jesus and James, both names start with the letter J. And again, I've told you that the J was not written until after this book was made, the Bible. I want you to note in the book of Guinness World Records of 1985 on page 138, it tells you the letters J and V are the newest letters to the English alphabet, which is post-Shakespearean, 1630s. So that's one thing that I want you sheep to know. Now, let us turn to Luke chapter 19, and let me read. I pray that I will read all of it. Let's start reading Luke chapter 19 at verse 1. It reads, "And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans." And publicans are tax collectors. "And he was rich." Verse 3. "He sought to..." Excuse me, I had to burp. "He sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not." And now I'm hearing something in the background of my phone. I pray that it will leave. Let me start reading verse 3 again. "And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not, for the press." The press is the crowd. "Because he was little in stature," and stature means height. Verse 4. "He ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him," the him is Jesus, "for he was to press past that way. And when Jesus came to this place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste." Haste means hurry. "And come down, for today I must abide." Abide means to rest or stay at your house. Verse 6. "And he made haste," that haste means hurry again, "and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it," and I'm thinking that the they are those people that followed, because there was always a crowd following Jesus. "And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he is going to be the guest with a man that is a sinner." And they are talking about Zacchaeus. "And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, the half of my goods I have given to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man a false accusation. Accusation is a claim or an allegation. I restore him fourfold, and fourfold means four times as much. For instance, if he has someone claims that he has stolen $5, and it's true, and if it's found to be true, he will pay that person four times five, which is 20, fourfold. Verse 9, And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to your house. And of course you sheep know that salvation is deliverance from sin and its consequences. For so much as he also a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Remember Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. I want you to write that down and read over it. Verse 11, And as they heard these things, he added and spoke a parable. Of course, you sheep know that a parable is a story, because he was near to Jerusalem, and one, because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. That's two. Well, the first thing was because he was near Jerusalem, and two, the second thing they thought was that the kingdom of God should come immediately. And verse 12 says, He said, therefore, this is the parable that he gave. A certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. He called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, Occupy until I come. And what this sentence means here is that he gave each of his 10 servants a pound. Let's read verse 14. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, We will not have this man to reign. Reign means to rule over us. And I think that those people were the Idumeans, the Edomites, better known as the white men, because they are in rule over us, the true children of Israel. Read Genesis chapter 15 and make sure you read Genesis 13, 14, 15, and Genesis 18. Those are important because after the white man's rule, we're going to rule, and it's important that we get ourselves together and know what's written in the Bible. Verse 15, And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much money every man had gained by trading. Verse 16, Then came the first, saying, Lord, the pound has gained 10 pounds. Then he said unto him, Well, you good servant, because you have been faithful in a very little, you have authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, the pound that you have given me has gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, Be you also over 5 cities. And another came and said to him, saying, Lord, behold, here is your pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. I didn't know they had napkins back in those days. For I feared you, because you are an astur. Astur means hard or harsh man. You taketh up that which you layeth not down, and reapeth that you did not sow. Sow means planted, or he keepeth those things that he did not plant. And he said unto him, the certain rich man said unto him, out of your own mouth will I judge you, you wicked servant. You knoweth that I was an astute man, that is a harsh man, or a hard man, taking up that which I laid not down, and keeping or reaping that I did not sow. Sow means plant. Keeping that I did not plant. Verse 23. Therefore, then givest not you my money unto the bank, that I may at my coming might have required my own usury. And usury is high interest rate. Well, maybe the man wasn't thinking. Well, yes, he was thinking. Verse 24. And he said unto them that stood by, take from him the pound, and give that pound to him that has 10 pounds. And they said unto him, Lord, he has 10 pounds. Verse 26. For I say unto you, that every one that has shall be given, and from him that have not, even that he has, shall be taken away from him. But those mine enemies, which would not that I should reign or rule over them, bring them hither, and the word hither means here, and slay them before me. Verse 28. And he said, and when he had thus spoken, that is Jesus, he went before ascending, that is going to Jerusalem, going up into Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he was come near Bethphage and Bethany, at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, go you into the village over against you, in the which at your entering you shall find a tied coat, whereon yet never man sat. Loose him and bring him hither. The word hither means bring him here, means here. And if any man ask you, why do you loose him? Thus shall you say unto him, because the Lord has need of him. And they that were sent went their way and found even as he had said unto them. And as they were loosening the coat, the owners thereof said unto them, why loose you the coat? And they said, the Lord has need of him. And they brought him to Jesus. And they cast their garments, and garments are clothes, upon the coat, and they set Jesus thereon. And as he went, they spread their clothes in the way. And when he was come near, even now the descent of Mount Olives, and descent means to go down of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen. saying, "Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, "Master, rebuke." And the word rebuke means to scold or criticize them or your disciples. And he said unto them, Jesus or Yeshua said unto the Pharisees, those that were telling him to keep scold or rebuke his disciples, he said unto them, "I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out." And when he was come near, he beheld the city of Jerusalem, and wept over it. And wept means to cry, because he knew what he had to do. Verse 42, saying, "If you had known, even you, at least in this day, the things which belong unto your peace, but now they are hid from your eyes." Verse 43, For the days shall come upon you that your enemies shall cast a trench. A trench is usually a ditch or a moat that has water around about it. It says they're going to cast a trench about you. So you know that's a moat or a ditch or a canal. Encompass you. Compass means to surround you and keep you in on every side. Verse 44, and shall lay you even with the ground, and your children within you, and they shall not leave and they shall not leave in you one stone upon another, because you knowest not the time of your visitation. And he said, and he went into the temple and began to cast them out that sold therein and them that bought. You can find that in Mark chapter 11, verse 15, as well as in Matthew chapter 21, verse 12. He said unto them, "It is written, my house is a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves." Again, you can find that in Mark chapter 11, verse 15, and Matthew chapter 21, verse 12. And he taught daily in the temple, but the chief priests and the scribes and the chief of the people sought to destroy him, and could not find, verse 48, and could not find what they might do, for all the people were very attentive to hear him. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing me to read all of Luke chapter 19. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we, your lost sheep, thank you for your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from evil, for giving us this day our daily bread, and forgiving our debts as we forgive our debtors. In Yeshua's name, also is Jesus. Amen. I want you sheep to know that coming up on June the 12th is the day of Pentecost. Perhaps I'll talk about that next time. It's time for myself to end. Listen, I want you to... take our father with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back next Sabbath. I've been to tell you that Bill Owl, they are having greatness out there. That is the beautiful gem that I have.
Help your children.
Let the Edomite,
don't let them fall. Of the road, to love one another,
that
heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. Down, and I know he lies forever in my heart. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause his love and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and his word will be our salvation.